Parsha of Matos, we have the mitzvah of Tfilas Kalim. Pasuk says in the Parsha of Klei Midyan, Berak Laman Aleph, Pasuk of Gimel, called the Varsha Yavov Eish Tavir Veish Vitaher, Ach Bemeni Da Yishata, Vachola Shola Yavov Eish Taviru Vamayim, Rashi Tavir Vamayim at below the Dayo. So we'll discuss tonight a few various halachas of Tfilas Kalim. We're not obviously going to cover the entire topic, but a few Rashi Prakim, and we'll talk about some things that Rav Karp discusses in his new sefer Mishmar Sabayis on Tfilas Kalim that came out within the last few months. And Mishnah tells us in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Hei Mibayis, second page of the Mormon Kamos, Halokech Kli Tashmish Min Ha'ov Dekachavim. If you acquire a Kli Tashmish, the Gemara will say we're really talking about for Tfilas Kalim purposes only Kli Suda, something that's used in conjunction with food in a eating setting. If there's a requirement for Hefsher Kalim, you have to do Hefsher Kalim through the appropriate mechanism, either through Hagal or Liban. If there's no need for Hefsher Kalim, you still have to do Tevilas Kalim. Fine. So the Gemara discusses here that the Psukim indicate that Tevilas Kalim is performed on metal Kalim. The Pasuk lists six types of metal. So the Pashas is, Pashas and Gemara, the Rov Yishonim assume that Tfilas Kalim, at least for metal, is a din d'oraisa. There is a Ramban on the Torah here who indicates that perhaps it's only an asmachta, and maybe it's not a full-fledged din d'oraisa, but most Yishonim assume that it is in fact a din d'oraisa, at least when it comes to clay matzkos, when it comes to metal kalim, or at least the six metals that are mentioned in the Pasuk. This seems to be the Psak and the Mechaber as well, as evidenced in a couple places in Simen Kuf Kav. Simen Kuf Kav is the Simen of Tfilas Kalim. So if you take a look first at Se'if Tes, the Mechaber Paskin's Kuf Kav Se'if Tes, Mishkan Ova Kavim Kli Yisrael. So if a Nachri gives a Mashko into Yisrael, it still belongs to the Nachri, but the Yisrael is holding on to that Kli as collateral. So we Paskin Yapilenu below Bracha. So that's an Ibaidul Ishit on the Gemara. That's a suffix as to whether it requires tefillah at all if it's a mashkon of a nochri b'yad Yisrael. And the fact that the Mechaber Paskin's lechumra seems to indicate that we assume lahalacha that tefillah kalim is a din daraisa, and therefore suffix daraisa lechumra. That's also evidence in Sif Yudale, the last page in the Mar Mekamos, ein ma'amidim katan al tefillah kalim. If there's a shaila whether tefillah kalim was performed, so a katan has no ne'amanus to testify that Tfilas Kalim was performed. Why? Says the Ber Hagola on the side of the page, Os Kaf Dalid, Truman Sadashen, that came to Tfilas Kalim mid Daraisa, Lo Mem Ninalei, that since we're talking about it in Daraisa, so a katan has no nemanus for Daraisa. So that's as far as Kli Matkus is concerned. The Gemara Savig is whether the bilus that you have over Mashkin is sufficient to require Tfilas Kalim. If a Nachri owns it, then you require it from a Nachri, you require Tfilas Kalim. If a Jew owns it, you definitely don't require Tfilas Kalim. So what happens if you acquired a Mashkin from a Nachri, so the Nachri still has the rights to it, but you have Zkos Hashamshus, so that's in the vital issue on the Gemara, whether that's Chayiv and Tfilas Kalim, and we pass in Lechumra, presumably because Savig Daraisa Lechumra. So that's at least as far as Kli Matkus is concerned. Again, the Gemara lists the Pasuk lists six types of matkas: kesef, zahav, nechoshes, barzel, bedil, and ofares, lead and tin. So that's quoted as the Tiferes Yisrael, and the Mishnayos assumes that this is lav davka, it's not an exhaustive list. These are the six metals that were commonly used, but if you have other metals, they'd also be chayv and tefilas kalim on the same level, and they quote from the Gaon. The Gaon has a comment that, no, this is an exhaustive list, that other metals are not bichlal, tefilas kalim, and atar. That's relevant to the question of aluminum. Aluminum is a relatively new metal, wasn't used b'mei chumish or b'mei atanam or amaram. So that's a discussion among the contemporary poskim. Do you assume that aluminum is chayv and tefilas kalim in the raisa? So if you assume, like what they quote from the Gaon, that it's only the raisa for the six Maskos mentioned the Pasuk, obviously aluminum is not one of them, and if it's a non-exhaustive list, then definitely more plausible to argue that aluminum could be Chayiv Min HaTorah as well. Ramosha, in the tshuva that you have printed here, or in the Mar Mekamos, Yerodei Chil Gimel Simen Kaf Gimel, discusses this Shaila. And maybe Lemaisa Luminim is only the Rabbanim. That also relates to the question of Zichuchas. The Gemara then goes on to say that in addition to the six metals, or all metals, that are Chayiv and Tfilas Kelim, potentially, according to most Min HaTorah, there's also a requirement of Tfilas Kelim for clay Zichuchas. That's towards the bottom of the short lines, Amar of Ashi. That since there's a common property that kli zechuchas have, that they share with kli matkus, that if you have a metal kli and it breaks, you can reconstitute it. And the same is true by glass. If glass breaks, it could be reconstituted. So that common property is significant enough to require tefilas kelim for kli zechuchas. Most poskim assume that that's only a din de Rabbana, that's Xera, to claim Ascus on some level because it shares a common type of this common property that could be reconstituted after it is destroyed. Possum also discuss to the extent that Tfilas Kelim is applicable to Zechuchas. What about plastic? The plastic is a little bit like Zechuchas. Most poskim assume that plastic is not chayiv in tefilas kelim at all, even midrabanan, even without a bracha. Dayan Weiss has a shuv in Minchas Yitzchak, where he thinks that maybe you should be tovel plastic kelim, that it is similar enough to kli Zechuchas. In Rabbi Karb's Sefer, the Mishmeres Habayis, he points out that there could be another reason that you wouldn't be tovel plastic, even if you wanted to argue that it's similar to Zechuchas, because the Gemara's whole understanding is that the Gemara said that they're common because Zechuchas is like matkus, because it could be reconstituted. But fundamentally, the context of the pasuk is kol asher tovel beish tovel beish. They're talking about kelim that can be used in fire. Plastic cannot be used in fire. So maybe that's the reason, aside from all the other cheshbonos, that plastic shouldn't be chayiv in tefilas kelim. Most poskim assume that you don't have to be tovel plastic. The minhag in Broyers is to be tovel plastic. If you go to the mikveh in Broyers, it says in the big sign on the wall that you should be tovel plastic also. So apparently the reason is that Rabbi Breuer thought that plastic is going to become so popular that people aren't going to use any other types of kelim anymore, and we're concerned shelo tishtakach toras tefilas kelim Yisrael, so he thought that he should have to be tovel on plastic also. And not because Dayan Posen was a Talmud of the Minchas Yitzchak, who was machmer on plastic, even though some people suggested maybe that was the reason. I think, who did you hear from Rashak? I don't remember that that's what Rabbi Breuer said. Okay. There is a comment of the Ritva, a couple pages into the Bar Mekomos. The Ritva in Ayin Hamad Beis Yivam Askel B'Kul, and he quotes a line from the Rishami. What's the reason for Tfilas Kelim? Again, Tfilas Kelim is in the context of Psukim, talk about Hechsher Kelim, and Tfilas Kelim the way Chazal understand them. So if there are Blias of non-kosher food, you have to excise the Blias through Liban or Gala, and whether or not there are Blias of non-kosher food, even if it was never used, there's no Blias, you still have to do Tfilas Kelim. So the Ritva here makes reference to a Yerushalmi, Dira Maskel V'kulin Shenishtamish Behem Ad Shalo Hitbil. I think I gave you the wrong wrong Dibra Maskel. My apologies. It's Dibra Maskel Hava Mina B'Kol Dehu. We request the Yerushalmi. that the tefillas kelim is analogous to the tefillah of a ger. So just as if a ger converts, he has to go to the mikveh, you require tefillah. So if you acquire the kelim from a nachi, that also requires tefillah. So you're kind of being megayer the kelim, the way you'd be megayer a person. So that apparently is the reason for the perplexing statement that the Shem Yishmuel quotes in this week's Sedra in the name of his father, Yavnei Nezer, who apparently paskin that if a ger converts, he doesn't have to be tovel as kelim, because the whole point of tefillas kelim is to be megayer the kelim. But if he's converting himself, then the kelim are nigger after him. So Rav Shechter points out, or Rav Shechter said that when the current Sakhar Chavar Rebbe came to visit Yeshiva a few years ago, he asked him upshot on this Avnei Nezer was, and he didn't understand it either. He didn't have a good explanation. The Pashas is not that way. That's not a reason that a ger should be tovel as kelim. Whether a ger should be tovel as kelim itself, see to me machlokas haposkim. Rav Asher Weiss has a strange, but a Lishitasu in many areas. He has a very brief tshuva. He says, obviously, a ger doesn't have to be tovel as kelim when he converts, because no one ever talked about it before, and if it's not discussed in the classic poskim, then obviously it's pasha that the ger doesn't have to be tovel as kelim, because if he did, then it should have said it somewhere. But many other poskim assume that at least without a bracha, a ger should be tovel kelim, because why not? Because there's no evidence. I'm sorry?
Doesn't this reflect also discuss the order?
Right, so that's the order is Makkah, correct.
This reflects right. That the dafki should do that has to be after the kashrus.
Right, because otherwise it's ketavla v'sharis biyata.
Right.
But most poskim seem to assume that at least lemaisa, ger should be tovel kelim without a bracha, that's what we recommend, as opposed to hechsher kelim from bishal nachri. Let's say you have a ger who's been keeping kosher for months, but he has his own utensils. The utensils are kosher, but they're bishalakim because he wasn't Jewish until now. Now he goes to the mikvah, and does he have to be machshirul as kelim now, believe in v'hagol afterwards? So that Rosh Hashanah thinks he could be mekel on, because it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether bichlal, I think simin kufidal, whether bichlal, no kufidal, that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether Bishalakim Asir Kalim. So even if we jet were Machmir, but since it's a Safek, and the whole reason for Isser Bishalakim is Mishab Chasinus, and as Rabbi Danny Rapp likes to say, we're not worried that the Ger is going to marry himself. So after he converts, he doesn't have to be Machshir Kalim, but Tfilas Kalim, we generally recommend being Machmiran without a Bracha. So the Gemara there indicate on Ayin Heim Beveis that the Kalim that are Chayim and Tfilas Kalim are Klei Seuda, kelim that are used together with food. To take a look at Sif Hei in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, Sakin Shel Shkita, Yesh Misha Omer She'eino Tzarech Tefila. So Sakin Shel Shkita, it comes in contact with food, but it doesn't come in contact with food at a stage where it's edible. There's still a lot of processing that needs to happen between the Shkita and when it comes onto your plate. So Yesh Misha Omer, that you don't require Tefila, says the Shach Sif Katan Yud, so it's true that you're being mashed the animal to eat it now after you shafta, but it's still not edible because you have to cook it and roast it. So that's not called klei suda. And the Ramah says, yesh kolkim, the Tashbeit said, no, maybe that's considered klei suda because it's involved in the preparation of the food, even if it's at an earlier stage. The tovla tovlo below bracha. Another Ramah says, habarzalim shematakim behema matzos, the metal hole punchers that you used to put holes in the matzos, einon tzrichin tefila, because that is far removed. So the Shach discusses how that different than the sack in Shel Shkita, where there must machmiran. Okay, but so at a certain point, if it's too far removed from the actual state at which the food is going to be edible, that's not considered klei suda. And the side here of the Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Ephraim here in Sif Katan, on this Sif in Shulchan Aruch, quotes Shev Yaakov. The Shev Yaakov is often misquoted as the Shvus Yaakov, but it's not the Shvus Yaakov, it's the Shev Yaakov. So the Shev Yaakov has a tshuva that the Yad Ephraim excerpts over here. I'll just read the last few lines. Whatever that Yiddish word is. So he quotes from the Shev Yaakov that if something is mechubar l'karka, that's not considered klei suda. even if you use it together with food or you prepare food on it. But if it's mechubar lekarka, either if it's more than arba masa, so it's not metaltel in such a way that it would be mekabel tumah. Most poskim assume that there is a correspondence between what's mekabel tumah and what is chayiv in tefilas kelim. But those yoros gedolos, as Shev Yaakov says, is not chayiv in tefilah because it's mechubar lekarka. And there's some discussion among more contemporary authorities. Achelkas Yaakov, Rabbi Breisch from Zurich, has a tshuva in which he suggests that the same should be true for electrical appliances. That electrical appliances, if they're only used when they're plugged in, is considered mechubar lekarka because they can only use it when it's connected to the wall. And just like the Yovis Gedolos are positive in tefilas kelim because it's mechubar lekarka, so to electrical appliances. So that's not generally accepted by poskim. Rav Schefter points out that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik apparently assumed that way, but most poskim don't assume that way. Rav Moshe doesn't assume that way in Chelek Aleph Siman and Zayin, which you should have here on the Marmor Kamos. Most poskim assume that the fact that it is used with the electricity, you have to plug it in, doesn't mean, even if you accept Meshav Yaakov, that Mechubar Lekarka is tied in Tefilas Kelim, this isn't considered Mechubar Lekarka. Moshe is Chelek Aleph Siman and Zayin, and Siman Nun Ches, I think you have Siman Nun Zayin over here. And generally it's assumed that most electrical appliances, if you let them dry for a week, that would eliminate the risk of electrocution. Would not recommend being tovel the kli and then using it right away, but it seems that experience has shown if you let things dry out for a week, then they are safe.
K-cup.
I'm sorry?
K-cup.
Okay, so Ramosha in this tshuva discusses, it's always confused as to the exact metzias that he's talking about, but a kind of water heater, samovar, that has two distinct parts, and the electrical part is distinct from the part that actually comes into contact with the water, and you only have to be told with the one part, not the other part, you don't have to be told with together. It's a little bit confusing exactly what the metzias is and how that would apply. Lamaisa would generally assume that electrical appliances where the food comes in direct contact with the kli itself would require tefillah. There are mamish two distinct parts, only one part comes in contact with the food, like let's say you have a George Foreman grill and you have the grates, so the grates would have to be told if they're metal, but not the mechanism that's detached from it. But again, experience has shown that if you tovel your urn and let it dry for a week, it should be fine. Rabbi Carr points out that even if you were to be makel for electrical appliances based on this Shev Yaakov, it wouldn't apply to a kumkum, because even though a kumkum is plugged in, it's also used when it's not plugged in. So you unplug it and then you pour the water into your cup, so it's used as a pitcher at that point, and no longer mechubar lekarka. He also says that in the earlier years, Rav Elyashiv was quoted as saying that you should be tovel electrical appliances with a bracha, because it was pashut to him that there's no shayla in the world. And then he quotes in the later years, Rav Elyashiv apparently said you shouldn't say a bracha, because at least as far as Safik Bracha Sukula goes, he was choshish on some level, maybe it's not really, or at least choshish on some level for the Shitos, that is not chayiv in Tefilas Kelim, again, at least Le'inyan Bracha. Poskim also discuss the Tefilah status of Chad Pami utensils, aluminum foil pans that are only used once and then thrown out. So there is a Mishnah Kelim, a Rambam, Perakei Kelim, that seems to talk about disposable kelim not being mekabel tumah, and then by extension not being chayiv in tefilas kelim. So Moshe discusses this in a couple of tshuvas. One of them is Chelek Gimel Yoredeya Simen Kaf Gimel, which you have here the Marmor Kamos. So he quotes this Rambam, and seems to assume that if you have something which is so flimsy that it's not really going to last, so then even if you happen to use it multiple times, it's not going to be mekabel tumah, by extension not chayiv in tefilas kelim. So something so flimsy that it won't last, definitely not chayiv. What about something that isn't flimsy, that could last, but it's so cheap that you never really use it more than one use, because why recycle an aluminum foil pen if it costs 10 cents in the store? So there, a little bit less clear. There it sounds like from Moshe that if you're going to use it multiple times, so maybe that is going to be chayiv in tefillas kelim, because it is essentially durable and could last, and if you choose to use it multiple times, then maybe that would be chayiv in tefillas kelim. But if the standard, the norm, is to throw it out, again, you're going to throw it out, then maybe it wouldn't be chayiv in tefillas kelim. Some poskim say that even if it's something that generally is thrown out, so even if you are going to use it a few times, it still would be pater from tefillas kelim. Related discussion is if you buy a utensil that otherwise would be chayiv in tefillas kelim and it has food inside it, but you're not buying the kli per se, you're buying the food. So you buy a Snapple bottle. Most drinks don't come in bottles anymore, but Snapple's move into plastic also, I think. But if you still have the glass bottle,
jar of pickles.
Jar of pickles. Well, you don't usually eat the pickle out of the jar, but I guess you could. I think everyone would agree if you're not going to use it as a clay suda, it's just storing the food, and you're going to pour the contents into another utensil. That's definitely not chayiv in tefila. What if you're going to eat the food out of the pickle? You eat the pickles out of the pickle jar, or can you drink the juice out of the glass bottle? So the posting discussed a number of svaras lekula not to require tefilas kelim in that case. Ramosha has a tshuva chayle beisim imem, in which he discusses that maybe the kli is batel to the ochel or to the mashka, that you're not. He says definitely, if the way the market works is that you're not paying extra for the bottle, you can't go into the store and say, you know what, I just want the orange juice and not the bottle, can you give me a few cents off and just pour the oranges into my own kli? That's not how we operate anymore. So it's essentially batel to the food. You're buying the food, you're not buying the kli, and maybe it shouldn't be chayiv in tefillas kelim for that reason. Rav Avadia has a tshuva chelek zayin siman tes, Yabi Omer, where he discusses this svara that you have no intention of being kone something that's going to result in an iser. Meaning, if you assume that you're going to have to be tovel the contents before you use the contents, and you have no good way of using the contents without being tovel it, so you wouldn't enter into that kind of a deal. So it's not your intention to be kone the iser. And some say the svara that it's only going to be chayven Tfilas Kelim once you open it, because till you open it, it's just a storage utensil. It's not Klei Suda. It's only once you open it that it's going to be Chayiv, and once you open it, so then it's not Sakli B'Yad Yisrael. I don't remember who says that, but someone has asked Svara. For various Svaras of Kula, I think Rav Shechter is Machmer, and he thinks that you shouldn't drink or eat directly out of the bottle or the can. But again, many Poskim do have Svaras of Kula. One final big question that comes up with tefillas kelim is, so the kli that's acquired from an achri requires tefila. What about if there's a shutvas? So take a look in Se'if Yud Aleph in, yes, Se'if Yud Aleph here. The last page of Amar Kamos. Yisrael shemachar kli la'ove kachavim v'chazer v'lacha mimanu tzarech tefila. So if you buy a kli from an achri, sorry, you sold the kli to an achri and then you bought it back from him, that requires tefila. And then the Ramah says, Yisrael v'ovik ha'chavim shekano kli b'shutfas. If they buy a kli b'shutfas, ain't sarach tefila, because the ovik ha'chavim is a half owner. Says the Shach Kavav, amitama nal mashmer the hainu shadayin a kli m'ksasa shel akam. If you buy out the Nachri, then that would be Chayiv Tefila. So let's say you have a company that's owned b'shutvas by a Jew and a non-Jew. So that company, the Jewish partner, isn't Chayiv in Tefila Skalen because he has a Nachri partner. But now you, another Jew, is going to buy a kli from that shutvas. So now you're going to be Chayiv in Tefila because now it's fully owned by a Jew. Went from being owned by a Jew and an Achri b'shutvas to being owned fully by a Jew. So based on the Shach, that should require tefillas kelim. Do you say a brach or not? That's a machlokas ha-poskim. And the Sefer tefillas kelim, Reb Tzvi Kohn, He calls the machlokas aposka whether to say with the bracha. Maybe that's not jumping the klei midyan. The klei midyan model wasn't that you had a shutfus and then you bought it from the shutfus, and many other poskim assume you should say a bracha. Rabbi Felder calls for a motion not to say a bracha. Rabbi Karpis noted that you should say a bracha. The bigger question is about corporations. So you buy something, you know, most things that we buy are from corporations. The factory is owned by a corporation, the manufacturer. So Rabbi Felder calls for a Moshe that if the shareholders that have a say in the operation of the company are Jewish, so then it wouldn't require tefillah. If the shareholders who have a say are Goyim, then it would require tefillah. And if they're both, then that has the status of a shutfus. Back to where we started. Rav Schechter thinks that maybe you should be choshesh for the positions that corporations don't have, are a biri b'fnei atzma, and aren't really considered to operate with normal bylus, and maybe that creates a suffix as to whether you should be tovah with a bracha. So according to that approach, anything you buy, essentially anything you buy, unless you're buying from a private individual and manufactures stuff in his own basement, maybe you wouldn't say a bracha on that tefillah. Rabbi Karpas, that the tefillah Scalen talks about already, that it's only considered klei suda once you buy it to you. So when it's in the store, it's not klei suda. Now it's klei skara. So if you own a store and you're going to be told all the kalim in the store to make it easier for the people who buy it, maybe you haven't helped them because it's not having tefillah until they buy it. The same thing Scalen talks about, maybe if someone already is under contract to buy it, and maybe you could do it on their behalf, that might be a machlok as opposed to. But short of that, if the store owner was told kalim already and then you buy it, you would have to do tefillah kalim again without a bracha.
China
Rav Moshe was makel, and that's the common practice that is not required tefillah. That's like klei charis.
Glazed China,
maybe. Right. Right.
China,
right.
China,
right.
I don't know, it depends on if it's bone China or glazed China.
Mm-hmm.